Laurel Mildred from the California Collaborative for Long-Term Services and Supports. And joining me today is Abby Totten, Director of State Programs for the California Association of Health Plans and a member of the Collaborative. Abby is here to describe the basics of managed care and how it works in a high-performing system of long-term services and supports.
Thank you for having me today, Laurel. I really appreciate the opportunity. So managed care, really, in my view, is based on three kind of core concepts. The first concept is that of pooling of risk. And what this means is that you're balancing the cost of individuals with high health care needs and those with low health care needs. Now, this balance is particularly important in maintaining affordability of health care coverage. Now, we have to admit, eventually, we all become high utilizers. And so that's where the second core concept of managed care comes into play, which is ensuring that individuals receive the right care at the right time. And so health plans have a wide array of tools that they use to ensure that their patients are accessing care in the right way. The first that most people are familiar with is that of the primary care provider or the medical home. And this means that all of your services are really going through a single point of entry, and that entry point emphasizes preventive care first. So health plans use what's called a capitation payment or a fixed per member per month amount paid to a provider to encourage the use of the lower cost preventive services first and to manage chronic conditions so that those conditions don't escalate and result in, for example, need for inpatient services or a trip to the ER. Another way that plans manage the cost of care and ensure that the right care is accessed is by using what's called a prior authorization process. So prior authorization essentially requires a pre-approval of accessing services that are either high risk to the patient or high cost. So what this does is it makes sure that the service an individual is using is both medically necessary and that there's no safer or more effective treatment that that individual could be accessing. Now, this is really important, for example, in high-cost drugs where there could be a much easier, more effective, a generic drug that would be both lower cost for the individual as well as for the system as a whole. Another tool that health plans use is called medical case management. Now, this is really a core feature in the CalMedi Connect program, and that's going to be coming up and running in the next year. Essentially, what this does is it has a care team that comes together to work with a primary care physician and an individual with, for example, chronic illness to develop a treatment plan. And the focus of the treatment plan is on improving an individual's health and coordinating the array of services that they need in order to maintain their health in the community. Now, CalMedi Connect focuses on very intensive care planning to ensure that an individual can maintain a life in the community rather than moving into the more costly care in a nursing facility. Now, care plans really identify those key services that are going to make sure that an individual can maintain their health. And it will help to increase not only in the case of an individual their physical health, but also their social and economic health over the course of their lifetime. Now, the last kind of core concept in managed care is that of what is considered kind of a bulk purchasing. So health plans use a single vendor for durable medical equipment or in the case of Medi-Cal, medical transportation in order to decrease the per unit cost of the service. And what this does is it ensures that you are maintaining overall affordability in the marketplace while still as a patient being able to access the services you need. Managed care's overall goal is really to maintain and improve patient health, but it's also to ensure that health care is affordable for all individuals in the course of everyone's lifetime. And so the hope is that by implementing these medical management tools to make sure people get the right care at the right time, that everyone will be able to access the health care system.
Thanks for sharing this information, Abby. If you'd like to learn more about other issues that impact long-term services and supports, if you'd like to hear more podcasts of this nature, or if you have any comments or questions, please visit www.ccltss.org or call 916-966-6643.